Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. On Monday, Alnwick Haldimand Township Council met to discuss the state of the Memorial Arena in Grafton. Pipes in the ice rink were failing. The situation was grim. Council debated what to do. The choice was stark. Either pay $50,000 for repairs on the system that may or may not fix the problem, or cancel the hockey season. Children were already registering. The Grafton Minor Hockey League was gearing up to start shortly. After a discussion, the council decided to cancel the 2024-2025 hockey season and shut down the arena. Within 24 hours, the entire situation changed. An anonymous donor stepped forward with $25,000 for the repairs. The Grafton Minor Hockey League put a further $60,000 on the table to help pay. That took a lot of pressure off the Township Council's budget. The next day, there was a second meeting. Council barely held any discussion. The necessary bylaws and motions were carried unanimously. Council moved forward with the repairs. The hope is that the repairs will work and the ice can be salvaged. If not, the leftover donations will be returned. Everyone involved knows there's no guarantees, but it could salvage the kids' hockey season. On today's show, you will hear another edition of In Their Words. You will hear Alnwick Haldimand Council debate the closure of the arena. The segment aims to give people who would not normally attend a council meeting a chance to hear their political representatives at work. No spin, no opinions, no one telling you what to think, just what was said. You decide how council performed.
The council directs staff to hire CIMCO, C-I-M-C-O, refrigeration under the emergency provisions of the Township Procurement Bylaw to conduct work on the Haldimand Memorial Arena floor pipes and try to remedy the situation for an estimated cost of $50,000 plus HST to be funded from the arena reserve account. Or, number two, the council directs staff to cancel the 2024-25 lease. But I get a mover and a second. Moved by Mike, seconded by Greg.
Sorry, Mayor Logan, we need to specify which it is we're moving. It's the either-or situation, so you have to pick one or two.
Number one. Thank you. Second, number one. Will anybody second number one?
Nope.
If I can't get a second one, someone will second that, then we'll go to item two, which is the council direct staff to cancel the 2025 season. I get a move in a second. Moved by Councilman Boone. Second by Councilman Meehan. Councilman Boone, you have the first speech.
Okay. Not something that I like to make a motion on, but we've been gambling with this for years and years. This goes all the way back, not just this council, not last council, many councils. And we're at a situation now where we've put in rink seal twice, and last council and this council, we failed to do anything or get any movement on it. And now we're at a place where we're looking at putting $50,000 into something that, to me, looking at this, it's not even a gamble. I don't consider this a gamble. I think we're just throwing the money away now, because with multiple leaks like that, it's just, to me, I can't look at something like that, that we're going to spend $50,000 just to try and save the season. I do like the part about there that I don't want to leave anybody hanging, but it does say there that staff can begin contacting user groups immediately and provide best efforts to help secure ICE in neighboring communities. If there ever was a time, a good time, and there's never a good time, but if there ever was a good time for the ICE to fail, it's now. Because there's still registration going on. I made a couple of phone calls today just to find out that Coburg, Hamilton, Cramie, and that are still accepting registrations. So there still is parents that have their kids registered can still go to the neighboring communities and register their kids. And it's not a decision that I take lightly, but I just think it's time that this council is going to have to be the one that makes a decision, and it's a tough decision. What are we going to do? And I just don't think the odds are there that it's going to be a successful season. I think we're just going to end up throwing, it starts at $50,000 or whatever. We could be $100,000 into it, and it's only going to buy us a year, and it's not worth it.
Thank you. Comments? Go ahead.
I go along with a lot of what Councillor Booth said, and this is coming to an end, so we have to do something about it. And it's easier for the kids and the other users to get their ICE time sorted out now than having another issue where we're not going to have ICE, so they're going to be scrambling. So I'd sooner have it that they know that we haven't got ICE and that they're going to have to go elsewhere. And unfortunately, this is what we've had to deal with. And we knew last time when the rink seal went through that it was only going to last for such a short time. And $50,000 is a lot to spend, and it's only the start of it. So breaks my heart to go along with it, but the numbers just aren't there to support it. Thank you.
Yeah, through you, Mayor. Jeremy, is it 50,000 if they just do the pressure test?
So 50,000 is the estimated number for the entire project, including the repair. I don't know if they did the pressure test and at some point it failed, it would be less than 50. I don't have an accurate way to predict what that number would be.
Okay. I mean, we have the president from the Grafton Minor Hockey here, and they donated $30,000. Maybe we should ask them if that money could be used, that money for this, which wouldn't affect the budget. We have a donor that's going to put X amount of dollars into that arena. Maybe we could call him and see if we could use some of that money for the test, so it's not going to affect our budget. So there are a couple options that we get. So instead of saying, because I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm happy that we're going to lose the 24-25 season. You know, if we do that, what do we do with the staff at the arena? Do we lay them off? Do we have a place to put them? Right? So it's not just that. It's, I don't know how many kids we got registered already. Maybe 80, somewhere around there. And so it's going to be a shock to those families if we do this. And I would like to try those other two avenues first before we say no.
Catherine?
I have two comments. One, this council very recently finally made the decision to go ahead and do the site assessments and the need assessments on that facility that should have been approved a long time ago, which leads me to my second point. We are not, we are to date implementing a decision that has been made by every single council for the past 25 years. When they didn't have an asset replacement plan in place, that was a decision that we continue along until it becomes impractical to continue any further. And I think today is the day for me that it says this is impractical to continue any further.
I think what concerns me the most, first of all, I grew up in and it's very close to me and very close to my heart. And at the same time, my grandkids are going there, and I'm probably the only one that goes on a regular basis pretty well every at least twice a week. So it's close. However, having said that, Greg brings up a good point. $50,000 this time, it may last till Christmas, it may not. It's probably going to be another $50,000 bill again next year. And I don't know that, but it's
quite possible. Anything could happen.
I'm really not too comfortable spending that $50,000, especially knowing that we have other major infrastructure challenges that we're going to have to address as well. And I think we all know that. Go ahead, Greg.
Just a comment to make, because we have to keep in mind, we're not repairing it. So when we say $50,000 this year, I don't think there would be a next year. Because if you, Jeremy, start cutting a bunch of lines and sealing them off, there's going to come a time where you can't do that anymore, like you said, because it's going to be slushy. Mm-hmm. So even if you spent the $50,000 this year, I don't think there is a next year. Because if it's leaking again and you got to cut some more lines, I think you're going to reach that threshold where it's like, we're done. So I really think the best thing to do is, we've asked for an RFP to come out about a feasibility study and everything. We've gambled and we've lost this year, that we have to now step back and take a pragmatic approach to it, to look at it. That let's do this properly then. Let's do the studies and everything. We do want the parents that have signed up with their kids for registration to help them to get somewhere else or whatever. And then we have to go forward from this to how are we going to progress with that building and what that build over there, if anything, is going to include. Because as you said, Mr. Mayor, we have a lot of infrastructure concerns going on. One of them, this building, and we don't even know what's going on with this yet, is does construction over there have to involve township buildings for staff too, so we don't know.
Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, through you, Mayor. So you don't want to spend the $50,000 on the arena, but every one of our community centers don't even pay for the amount of water testing that we have to do, the amount of income that comes in out of them. We've seen our budget come through. We spend $22,000 on hydro, right? And not counting the heat, not counting the upkeep. And we get like peanuts back in every facility we got. And we keep sinking the money into them. Hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, and we never get a penny back. At least the arena gives you like 160 or 80, or last budget, whatever that was, that came back. Didn't pay for everything, but at least that came back out of it. One more year is what we're asking for. Let's get the feasibility studies done and get the process in place by next April. See where we're going to go with that arena. But you're talking about wasting money. We waste it every day in every other facility that we have.
Sure that they're going to be all bought.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. But at the same time, you know, we should be looking at it at the same way. We have $88,000 in the reserve. And I think we should be using it to save this year and get serious about where our studies are going and find out where we're going to end up with this arena.
Mike?
Just, go ahead, Greg. Just one comment I forgot to add. The comment was made about staffing. There is no staffing. We have one person there right now. I believe the town has posted for part-time operators, and correct me if I'm wrong, Emily, have we hired anybody yet? Or maybe through to Jeremy, maybe?
We tag-teamed it, so yeah, you're good. So through you, Mr. Mayor, no, we have not hired any of our seasonal staff at the moment.
So staffing's not an issue. You have one person there, the arena manager, and that's it. So if there's no rink, we don't hire the staffing. Or maybe you hire the staffing because I believe the posting had them going to other buildings and you cut it back, and the staff that we hire is just doing the other buildings and not doing the arena.
I see it as our responsibility to look further out into the future and not look at what we want to do in the next 2, 3, 4 years necessarily. We've got to start thinking in the 10s and the 20s, because that's what people are expecting us. And I'm going to pick on Campbellford. They started an arena project 10 years ago, and they're just getting it finished now. They started collecting money 10 years ago, and that's what it takes to do that. And that's what I'd love to do, because we're going to grow. 2051, we're supposed to be 10,000 people. That's getting up there. And they're all going to be in this area. So, you know, it's not going to do me any good. Hopefully the rest of you will help it. But, I think that's our biggest responsibility, is to look after that.
It's been mentioned before, and it's the timing of this. It's the timing of the report. None of us around this table want to see this 2024-25 ice season not go ahead. But when you've got everything so blatant in front of you and the kids can get settled and rescheduled somewhere else, that is a little bit, will assist them. So, I mean, it's just facing the facts here. So, again, I have to go with number two.
Anybody have any other further comments that we haven't discussed already? Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple of things again. Where are we with the feasibility study that we wanted to get done for the infrastructure and stuff? We haven't got any kind of...
My knowledge, it isn't sent out yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, you shut the arena down for the year, you run the risk of losing all these kids and families to somewhere else, even if we put the money back into the rink to get it running again. And we're looking for one more year to hopefully get our ducks in order to get these studies done and find out where we're going next year. You know,
in my opinion, it's going to take a good year to develop something, do the proper studies, and then decide where we're going from here, and then start fundraising a lot more than we've got, and that's what it's going to take now. And hopefully we'll be able to get some grant money as well. But I don't believe you're going to get any grant money until we've got a good proposal in place.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Greg.
I think we have to be realistic. There's no way, even if we save this year, that next year it's going to be done. We had a excellent person do a presentation in front of us a month ago saying that an RFP, and by the time you got it out and the studies done and everything, would probably take a good 6 to 8 months. That's going to take you well into next year. There is no way that you're going to get that rink taken out and boards and glass and floor done and everything and have it ready for next September. That's an impossibility, I'm telling you right now. I just read a couple of articles on Google where even if you have it really planned out that you, as soon as the ice is done in March and you get the boards done, glass and everything like that, you're lucky if you can have it ready for September, October. We're not even going to be anywhere near that. So for us to even think of the possibility that it's only out 1 year and we'll rush things and we'll get it done, that's not going to happen.
Mayor Logo, if I may, just one more question to Jeremy through you. I know we centered a lot of our questions on the ice and piping and everything else, and I'm not an expert on running an ice plant, but what is, from what you're seeing from your second week on the job, the equipment that's running all this, is that dated as well? And is there asbestos in that facility? I suppose you can't talk on the asbestos. We haven't seen the report. I'll take the asbestos part out of it, but could you give me your insight on what you see as far as the equipment that's running our arena?
For you, Mr. Mayor,
thank you.
The ice plant itself has had some substantial upgrades in the last few years. There's a new condenser down there and a new chiller down there in the last...
Did you say new?
Yeah, well, in the last 5 to 10 years.
Oh.
A chiller that's down there is 3 years old. Life expectancy of that equipment is quite long. Oh. All the other pieces of the plant, like the compressors, et cetera, those can be switched out piece by piece, but mechanically there currently are no other issues present in the ice plant down there.
And what is, did you get a chance to not mention about the electricity and wiring and that stuff?
I don't have a comment on that at this point.
This may be a change topic, might not be appropriate, but are there any other potential uses for that space, non-hockey uses that we should be considering? And that's probably ahead of where we are right now.
Yeah, it is. But you're going to think of it, but it is. You got anything else that you want to discuss?
Well, if I may, on that point, because we are just dealing with the ice, and what else? Could it be used for anything in the winter? Is that going off the thing?
No.
All right. Thank you.
We're making it simply what we want the ice.
Retract that. Through you, Mayor Logal. Mr. Giles did, in his report, recommend that we would look at alternative uses if the ice was not in. So that is viable, but at this point in time, it still requires further research.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So we had it moved by Councilor Booth and seconded by Councilor O'Neill that Council direct staff to cancel the 2024-2025 ice season.
Mayor,
Mayor,
could I ask for a recorded vote?
You can ask for it before or after. You can ask for it before, then we'll do it now.
So, through to Mayor Logal. Councillor Ainsworth has requested a recorded vote on the following motion: that Council receives report PR 2024-03 Haldeman Memorial Arena Emergency Maintenance Repairs for information, and that Council direct staff to cancel the 2024-2025 ice season. When I call your name, members of Council, if you could please answer yay or nay as to how you'd like to vote on that motion that was just read. Councillor Ainsworth.
No.
Councillor Booth. Councillor O'Neill.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Stover?
Yes.
Mayor Logal?
Yes.
The motion is carried.
Thank you.
That was an Alnwick Haldeman Council debate on the future of the Memorial Arena held on September 30th. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.